Hello, and welcome to the 200th edition of the Popcast.
To celebrate this milestone with you, I, Dave Doolittle Creedon, will be playing the powerhouse popcaster Ralph Sommer for the English version of this special edition.
And I, Louise Hollenbeekuur, will be playing peerless podcaster Angie Portman. So here goes. For 17 years now, we've been showcasing another selection of interesting bands from Germany and their new albums every month. In this special Jubilee episode, we'll also be taking you behind the scenes to introduce you to the team who put together the Popcast for the Goethe Institute and Sundfunk Bayern 2.
Let's open with a band who've gained a following all over the world, partly thanks to the Popcast. Here's Isolation Berlin. Wenn der Fernseher dich zum Weinen bringt, dein Selbstwert um dein Leben rennt und das fünfte Mal wichsen dich auch nur deprimiert. Die Angst noch im Oben schwimmt, wenn der letzte Mut im Schnaps ertränkt und die Hoffnung sich im Rauchschwall verliert. That was Fahr weg, or Drive Away, the first song by Isolation Berlin that we ever played on the Popcast, back in 2016, when the Berlin band came out with their debut album, which was called Und aus den Wolken tropft die Zeit, or And Time Drips from the Clouds. It was clear to us right from the get-go that this band, fronted by the charismatic singer Tobias Bamboschke, would go far.
Though we'd never have guessed back then that they'd go all the way to Mexico, where, much to their own surprise, Bamboschke and the band now have a faithful fan base.
Hola, mi nombre es Adriana, soy de México y yo conocí al grupo Isolación Berlín gracias a la columna podcast de la revista Gegenüber. Muchas felicidades por su edición número 200.
We'll get back to Gegenüber magazine in a moment. For this month's Jubilee podcast, we asked our listeners last time around to tell us where they are and which bands from Germany they discovered on previous podcasts.
Adriana from Mexico wrote in to tell us she discovered the band Isolation Berlin on the podcast and to congratulate us on our 200th episode to date. So how do the band feel about their Mexican fandom?
Ja, guten Tag. Mein Name ist Tobias Bamborschke. Ich bin der Sänger und Gitarrist der Band Isolation Berlin. Ja, was sagen wir dazu? Das
What can we say about our Mexican fans? We're absolutely thrilled about people in Mexico listening to our music. It's a dream come true.
Tobias Bamborschke was so amazed and excited about their popularity over there that he'd like nothing more than to tour Mexico now.
So if there are any Mexican bookers listening in, Isolation Berlin are eager to tour Mexico to get to know the local music scene and meet their fans there.
Our podcast fans around the world include more than a few teachers and learners of German. It must be pretty flattering for a songwriter to know that their lyrics are actually on the school syllabus somewhere in the world, that school kids in far-flung lands are dissecting and interpreting them.
Ja, was ist das für ein Gefühl? Also ich persönlich empfinde das erstmal als großes Kompliment, dass die Lieder und vor allem die Texte als gut genug empfunden werden, um die im Unterrichtsmaterial.
Well, personally, I feel it's a great compliment that our songs and above all our lyrics are considered good enough to be used for teaching material. I have to admit, I got lousy marks in German class, which always really peeved me. And that's why I feel rather gratified that what I'm doing now is appreciated. So, yes, I find it really nice and quite exciting. And I think it's a great thing for school kids to have this opportunity to take such a creative approach to lyrics instead of having to learn by rote some prefabricated interpretations, so they can think for themselves about what the lyrics mean, what they mean to them. I think you can learn a lot about yourself that way, because everyone experiences lyrics differently. And I personally have always interpreted lyrics in terms of how they relate to me. When I was a boy, I'd sometimes rewrite song lyrics to make them a better fit with my moods. I think that's a really nice approach to lyrics, to poetry and music.
Ja, ich finde, das ist eine total schöne Herangehensweise an Text und an Lyrik und an Musik.
That was Tobias Bamborschke, the frontman for Isolation Berlin, talking about his lyrics and their use in German classes over in Mexico.
Speaking of Mexico, the music of Chris Immler from Berlin and Polygonia from Munich seems to go down there well too.
Hola, mi nombre es Diana de México. Desde hace poco más de medio año leo la.
Hello, I'm Diana from Mexico. I've been reading the Popcast music column in Gegenüber magazine for a little over half a year now. I really like this way of engaging with German culture via the music scene. And what better way than through the writing and narrative style of your editor, Michael Krell. The artists I've discovered in this column and on the podcast are Chris Immler and Polygonia, who are now one of my favorites too. I send greetings and congratulations to the podcast moderators in Germany and to the editor Michael Krell. Podcast in Alemania y el redactor Michael Krell.
Ich umarme fremde Leute. Ich verliere meine Freunde. Ich erkenne sie nicht mehr wieder. Ich höre 100.000 Lieder. Die Tiere Ich will auf jeden Fall.
keine Lust. Ihr seid ein tiefer Staat. Ich bin Teil Verrat. The Internet will break my heart.
That was the song The Internet Will Break My Heart, off the eponymous album by Chris Immler, the Grand Seigneur of the Berlin Underground. Cultural pessimism looms large on the album, and the music itself sounds downright dystopian. The internet has been unnerving Immler for some time now, as he told us on our April podcast. He used to read books. Now he watches online videos of sharks leaping into boats for a whole hour at a time. Then again, the internet does have its good sides, especially when it comes to gaining a following halfway around the world.
We couldn't help wondering how on earth we made it big in Mexico, until we came across Michael Krell, though not in Mexico, but in Canada.
Michael Krell, online editor at the Goethe Institute Montreal, is a fan of the podcast, as he says himself. So he created a separate page for the podcast. Initially posted on the Goethe Institute's Canadian portal, this page has now been incorporated into the Goethe Institute's magazine, Gegenüber, which is available online in Mexico, the United States, and Canada. In other words, throughout North America. So we have a lot to thank him for. And maybe he can explain to us how the podcast gained such a following in Mexico.
Ich habe das Gefühl, dass die MexikanerInnen neugieriger sind, was Popmusik angeht.
I have the feeling Mexicans are more curious about pop music. Pop music in Mexico is a very special thing. It's very Mexican, just as German pop music is very German. Canadians and Americans are very focused on their own acts. And there is some exchange with German bands coming over here every now and then, but not a whole lot. It might be Milky Chance or a band like that, but it's really hard to whip up enthusiasm here, as in, oh, Tokotronic, let's check them out. This is a challenge we're working on with the podcast, but it's a lot harder here than in Mexico, where people say, oh, that sounds totally different, let's check it out.
I also asked Michael Krell what he likes best about the podcast. He said he always gets a kick out of rediscovering older bands on our podcast, acts like Kolasaga Jugend, Andy Golden and Citronen from his hometown of Hamburg, and, most recently, Ideal from Berlin. But he's also discovered some really fine stuff he didn't know before, like the album by drummer Simon Popp on the Munich-based Squama label, which he immediately ordered on vinyl, or F.S. Blum, Anadol and Marie Klock, or Derya Yildirim, of whom he has some particularly fond memories.
Nachdem Derya Yildirim im Podcast war, was sie eingeladen hier auf das Festival.
After Derya Yildirim was on the podcast, she was invited to the jazz festival here. I discovered her music, which I thought was just great, a modern take on Anatolian folk, very well done and very competently performed. She was invited to play on a small outdoor stage late at night, and I figured I'd go and check her out, so I did. Much to the band's and my surprise, thousands of Anatolian Turks had turned out for the concert. They'd heard about the band, and they really whooped it up. It was fabulous, a really beautiful, festive concert. The band were quite moved by this rave reception, the likes of which they'd never experienced before. It was such a marvelous podcast act experience that I was dying to share with others.
Es war sehr schön.
So, here is Derya Yildirim and Group Şimşek's very first number, which has now been re-released.
Thank you.
That was the song Nem Kaldi, which means What's Left of Me or There's Nothing Left of Me, by Derya Yildirim and Grub Shimshek. It was the very first single to be released by this Berlin-based artist from Hamburg, and it's now coming out again on an anniversary compilation released by her Swiss label.
We've also received a very cordial letter of congratulations on our 200th episode from Marcos Saith Jimenez in Mexico. Marcos is an engineer who's been learning German at the Goethe Institute in Mexico. He writes,
"Every month I look forward eagerly to the latest edition of the podcast, which helps me practice my German and discover great records in German. The music I like best is by Masha Kurella and Die Heiterkeit, whom I discovered on the May podcast. Lastly, I'd like to congratulate you on the 200th edition of the podcast and on your terrific work. Yours respectfully, Zait Jimenez, engineer and German learner at the Goethe Institute, Mexico."
That was a letter we received from Marcos Saith Jimenez in Mexico. He likes Die Heiterkeit, he says. Here's what the band's frontwoman Stella Sommer has to say about that. I think our music is interesting to Mexicans because naturally it sounds very German. And specifically the rhythm of spoken German is something they're not familiar with from English language or Mexican music, because the melodies work quite differently as a result. German's actually a very unmelodious language in general, so I can well imagine that it's quite interesting to hear something so utterly different from what they're used to hearing. Of course, I'm delighted and proud to hear that German teachers and others are using my lyrics to learn German. All I can say is have fun and good luck interpreting the lyrics, because I'm probably the least capable of saying what they actually mean. And I'd be curious to hear what people read into them. I wish the podcast all the best for its 200th edition, and I'm looking forward to the next 200 editions.
I checked and found out that Die Heiterkeit's debut has already been featured on the podcast. We played this song of theirs on the September 2012 episode.
Darauf sagt er weich. good in this, best in dandy. Hörst du mich verlassen? Für den Mix, best in dandy. Muss man das wohl machen? Und den Mix, best in dandy. Wirst du dich in die Arme werfen? Du Mix, best in dandy. Für den Mix, best in dandy. Es war ein langer, harter Winter, doch er ist schon halb vorbei. Ja, die Vögel zwitschern bald wieder ihre Lieder. Und ich denke, oh, es lohnt sich. Zum Glück fällt mir ein.
That was Für den Next Besten Dandy, or For the Second Best Dandy, of the debut album by Die Heiterkeit, a band we've been following on the podcast since they got started 13 years ago.
The podcast is available in German and English. And those of you who listen to the English version are quite familiar with presenter Dave Creedon's voice, which you might also know from the audio version of Spotlight magazine or from various audio guides to the Lehnbachhaus Art Museum or the Egyptian Museum in Munich, for example. He even once dubbed the dialogue for German actor and singer Marius Müller-Westernhagen, though he forgot his glasses that day, which was not exactly an auspicious start for a career in dubbing. Daffer David Creedon has been presenting the English version of the podcast since day one, 17 years ago.
I know almost right away which of the five songs I like best. On the last podcast, for instance, the number I liked the most was by Dotta, with the singer Dotta Kehr. What matters to me is something fresh, new, sung with soulful nuance that grabs my attention right away from the start. It can also be a beautiful arrangement or instrumental like DJ Kotze's Epic Sound. But there are so many bands every year that my brain is in a muddle. My experience here of German pop music. I think it has far more depth than I've been used to in pop music. And I think that's a good thing. And it's very varied. All the bands we play on the podcast are so different. You've got very personal songs expressing, say, sexual or political orientation, socially critical songs, instrumental electronic music with incredible sounds, and that's all quite new to me. I think that Germans are quite deep people, and that's reflected in the music.
And this deep music is often not all that easy to pronounce.
I don't know. All these long words like... or long song titles, like one on our last podcast, Als keine meiner Brücken, die in Asche liegen, ist je ein Phönix emporgestiegen. That's a song, even an album title, actually, by Drangsal. Incredible. Or Horizontale Gentransfer. What was that? That's a punk band from Stuttgart. Yes, unusual. Band names. How about G-Rag und die Landegeschwister? What about that? Does that come across? I don't know.
That was Dizzy David Creedon, the voice of the English version of our podcast.
Willst du ein Eis? Mm-mm. Will ich nicht. Willst du eine Milliarde Likes? Will ich nicht. Willst du den richtigen Aktienfonds? Will ich nicht. Ich will im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Da freut sich, was bedeutet das? Dieser Drang nach reichen Kreisen, die im öffentlichen Raum entgleisen. Ich bin bereit, stehe hier Neopren, Hosen drunter, mein Freund, lass den Kontostand sehen. Ich weiß nicht warum, ich kann es mir selbst nicht erklären. Ich will im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Mit diesem süßen Gefühl von jetzt ist doch eh schon egal. Und Netter, den Springer-Konzern, Elf, Aketen und Nestlé. Die zerschlage ich dann und kauf mir alle Intendanten der ARD. Dann lasse ich sie auf allen Kanälen vom Ende des Kapitalismus erzählen. Dazu läuft die Show, deren Titel wird sich selbst erklären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Schalten Sie ein, seien Sie dabei. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Mit diesem süßen Gefühl von jetzt ist doch eh schon egal. Schlaf so gelacht, sag, wovon hast du geträumt? Ich weiß es nicht mehr, aber am Ende hat so schön geschäumt.
That was In Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären, or Bathing in a Fountain with Naked Billionaires, a track on Dota's latest album, Springbrunnen. And a music tip from our colleague Dave Creedon, who's been presenting the English version of the podcast for 17 years now.
Getting back to fans abroad now, Mexico isn't the only foreign country with a pronounced penchant for the podcast.
We got an email from Hans Vestra Hoeksemar in the Netherlands saying,
"No matter what, I always listen to your podcast on the first of the month and have been for some time now. I can't even remember how I came across you. It must have been by chance on Google or something. Why am I so into the podcast? I studied German language and literature. I teach German. I'm into German music and often use it in the classroom. I've discovered plenty more music through the podcast, but unfortunately I can't remember all the names. There was definitely Katzen, Das Format and Gaswasser Indie Pop from the last few months. Greetings to you and the other members of the team from a loyal and grateful listener. Kind musical regards, Hans Vestra Hoeksemar."
We're sending musical greetings right back to the Netherlands with a tune by Kratzen, one of the bands that Hans mentioned in his missive.
We showcased the Cologne-based band Kratzen earlier this year. They're a trio, Melanie, Steffi and Thomas, and they call their blend of krautrock and new wave Krautwave. Steffi says her band's sound may well have something very German about it to non-German ears.
Yes, I can imagine that we sound like a musical setting of a VW engine. Quality workmanship that runs stoically, indestructible, reliable. I think that's Kratzen.
So, ich glaube, das ist Kratzen.
Kratzen receive fan mail from all over the world, including the US, Great Britain and even Singapore, as Thomas from the band recounts. We got a lovely Instagram post from someone in Singapore with a ginormous record collection. He uploads a new album review every week or every month. It was a great moment for us when Kratzen suddenly showed up there.
I remember a fan who wrote to us from Tasmania too. And at the gig in Berlin, there was a fan from England who told us he'd travelled all the way from Birmingham just to see us live. I have no idea where he first heard our music. Maybe on the podcast. It's not out of the question. Melanie, Steffi and Thomas of the band Kratzen in Cologne have built up a global fan base under their own steam, albeit with a little help from their friends, including us. And they like listening to podcasts themselves.
Also Podcasts höre ich immer, wenn Zeit dafür bleibt.
I listen to all sorts of different podcasts whenever I have time. One that really struck me was the Reflektor podcast by Jan Müller of Tokotronic. What I really like about podcasts is that people actually take the time to thrash out a subject at length, to discuss it in depth, usually with a guest. The one we and I love listening to the most is, of course, the podcast. What I particularly appreciate about the podcast is that instead of showcasing big acts that have already made the international scene, you give other bands a chance to reach listeners beyond the German border, which is a terrific thing. We were over the moon when we got that opportunity.
Ja, wir haben uns sehr gefreut. Das war toll.
It was great that we got some attention and this shot at some wider publicity.
In dieser Weise verbreitet zu werden. Ja.
Was wünschen wir euch? Viel Pop, viel Cast und das mindestens nochmal 200 Mal.
So we wish you loads of pop, loads of casts and that at least another 200 times. That was Melanie Graf, Stephanie Staub and Thomas Mersch of the Cologne-based band Kratzen. Here they are with a number Nur so.
Hello, my name is Jimena, and I've been listening to the podcast for over 2 years now from Mexico. I like it because it introduces me to new music from Germany. I discovered the band Isolation Berlin, for example, which has become one of my favorites. I'd like to ask you, how do you pick the artists featured in each episode?
Me gustaría preguntarles, ¿cómo eligen a los artistas que aparecen en cada episodio?
Mexico again, Isolation Berlin again. This time around, from podcast fan Jimena. When it comes time to celebrate our 300th episode, we'll pivot to our fans in Asia, we promise. There actually was a Chinese version of the podcast for a while.
But it's an interesting question. How do we actually go about choosing the five bands featured in each episode of the podcast?
Well, we check out lots and lots of new releases. We draw up a long list, topped by our favourites, and send it over to Ghazale Ibrahimi, our podcast coordinator at the Goethe Institute.
Ich arbeite seit 2020 im Musikbereich des Goethe-Instituts in München und
I've been working in the music department at the Goethe-Institute in Munich since 2020, and coordinating the podcast has been one of my various responsibilities ever since. It immediately became my favorite part of the job here. It was a godsend for me, like going on a wild mushroom hunt and unexpectedly happening upon a whole field of porcini mushrooms. Coming from an avid shroomer like Ghazale, that's quite a compliment.
There are probably only a few things Ghazale loves more than mushrooms. Music, of course, but besides that...
And that's why Ghazale is such a godsend for us and the podcast.
An der ersten Stelle höre ich viel Musik, nämlich die monatlichen Neuveröffentlichungen in der deutschen Musikszene.
First and foremost, I check out a lot of music, specifically the new releases in the German music scene each month. Then, together with my colleague Kati, and after consulting with the music experts on the Music Department's Advisory Committee, we select five albums from the acts you've shortlisted each month. That's where another mushroom analogy comes in, because my function on the podcast team is like that of a mushroom in a coniferous forest. It plays a vital part in the communication between trees and in the distribution of forest resources, so to speak. I'm in charge of the communication between everyone involved in the podcast, but I also communicate with the record labels and the featured acts, and of course with fans who contact us all the time. When the production is finished, I add the new bands to the podcast Spotify playlist, and when the next month rolls around, everything starts all over again.
Und dann kommt ein neuer Monat und alles geht wieder von vorne los.
Have we succeeded in turning you onto any music you might have missed without the podcast?
Ich bin halt eine sogenannte Musikfreak, die mehr oder weniger immer beim Entdecken.
Because I'm a music freak who's always discovering new music. So I can't really say I'd never have discovered certain favourites if it weren't for the podcast. But I can definitely say that I've discovered a number of terrific artists on the podcast first. The first time I heard the band Pyrex was on the podcast, and only later as the opening act for, was it Tokotronic or Notevist? Tokotronic, I think. I also heard Isolation Berlin first on the podcast and then saw them live shortly after that at the Popkultur Festival. So I'm happy to say I do have something in common with our fans in Mexico.
Also ich kann mich gerne die Fans in Mexiko anschließen.
This Isolation Berlin connection is starting to seem uncanny.
Which is why we're going to hear Pirx now, a band we showcased on the podcast in 2020, back when Ghazale first started working with us. Here's the tune, Zona Nur.
Shimmering colors moving our eyes.
This Munich band called themselves Pirks after a novel by the Polish science fiction writer Stanisław Lem. That was their song Zone Null, which came out in 2022.
The podcast is produced in German as well as in an English version, which is translated by Eric Rosenkrantz. Now based in Paris, Eric is a native New Yorker who spent several years living in West Berlin before and after the wall came down. His childhood initiation into German music was confined to the classical music in his father's record collection.
So the only German music I knew then was by the likes of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. But when I ended up in Kreuzberg, Berlin back in 1986, I got a big kick out of Nina Hagen and Udo Lindenberg, especially their hilarious send-up of Die süßen kleinen Popos, mit ihren süßen kleinen Popos. In other words, those sweet little border cops with their sweet little asses. I actually spent 5 years living in the Gropiusstadt, Berlin, direct on der Mauer, as Lindenberg sings, right by the wall, with an unobstructed view from our eighth-floor balcony of the machine-gun-wielding border guards in their surveillance towers, overlooking the no-man's land along the inner German border. After 15 tumultuous years in Germany, I eventually moved to Paris, where I've been living for nearly 25 years now. And for a very long time, I haven't heard any German pop music at all, except the occasional element of crime tune, until I started translating the monthly Popcast a few years ago. So the Popcast has been something of a blast from my past, bringing me back in a way to my turbulent years in Germany. And it has introduced me to a cornucopia of music I'd never have discovered on my own, including bands like Tokotronic and Die Goldenen Zitronen. German punk will never die. I really like Jacques Palmiger and Aerobic's song Wann strahlst du, by the way, which was featured on a recent edition of the Popcast. Best regards from Paris.
That was Eric Rosenkrantz, an American in Paris who translates our German Popcast into English.
We actually didn't know Vorpommern, Udo Lindenberg's song about the wall from the late 1980s. Here it is, performed by Lindenberg and the inimitable Nina Hagen.
Ich wohne in Berlin, direkt an der Mauer, in einer alten Mietsmansarde. Ich wach mittags auf und schlecke zum Frühstück einen Eimer Brombeermarmelade. Ich klecke mich voll und schleck es mir ab und spür das Verlangen. Es kommt schon wieder. Ich öffne das Fenster und schau auf den Mann meiner Sehnsucht nieder. Da steht er da, so stolz und stramm, von Kopf bis Fuß ein ganzer Herr. Sein aufgerecktes Bajonett ist leider nur sein Schießgewehr. Ich stell mir vor, dass er die Knarre runterreißt und in den Gulli schmeißt. Und dass er mich nimmt, ganz liebevoll nimmt und mir in die Lippen beißt. Ach du mein süßer kleiner Vorbau, mit deinem süßen kleinen Popo. Ich liebe dich ja so, so. Ich liebe dich so.
That was Udo Lindenberg and Nina Hagen performing Fopo, their burlesque Off the Wall 1988 song about living by the wall and fantasizing about a hot East German border guard patrolling the border strip with his gun in his hand. It was high time we featured Udo and Nina on the podcast too.
So much for the 200th edition of the podcast by the Goethe Institute and Sundfunk Bayern 2. This time around, featuring a peek behind the scenes of the podcast production.
Angie Portman, Rolf Summer, Dave Greeden and Louise Hollenby-Kür send their respects to all our listeners around the world. And kind regards in particular to Michael Krell in Montreal and his Gegenüber magazine about the bands we've been showcasing here for 17 years now.
We'll let Isolation Berlin singer Tobias Bamborska, who's a secret star in Mexico, have the last word. Tune in next month for some more marvelous music made in Germany.
Also, was mir wirklich gefällt bei euch.
I really dig your choice of music. I think it's great. And it all fits together so cohesively, even though it's extremely diverse. And it's a great way to discover lots of exciting up-and-coming performing artists. One seldom finds such a coherent overall view on podcasts and radio programs. And what do I wish you? Another 2,000 episodes with more good music. And we hope you'll keep us in fond memory. In the meantime, adieu, yours, Tobias Bamborska.
Mit weiterhin so guter Musik und bleibt uns gewogen. Bis dahin, adieu, euer Tobias Bamborska.
Waren unendlich sanft. Der liebe Gott hat uns noch alle.